Hello and welcome. Hey, it's Station Manager Phil Tower here with WICE's Community Connection. Thank you for tuning in on this weekend, and I'm very pleased to have in studio with me the director of the East Hill Council of Neighbors. She is Jessica Young, executive director, I should say, for the East Hill Council of Neighbors. We're here to talk about this very vibrant and active neighborhood group, and Jess, you are first on our tour of neighborhood organizations. Thanks for joining us in studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So have you always been a civically active person? You live in a great area. We do need to define, we have listeners all over West Michigan and all over the world here at WICE. Before I have you answer about your volunteering and your work with the executive director of the East Hill Council of Neighbors, we can't draw a picture. What is your geographic area for East Hill Council of Neighbors?
So East Hills is one of many neighborhoods in Grand Rapids. So the neighborhood is about a mile east of downtown, and it's flanked by some other really well-known neighborhoods, Heritage Hill, Midtown, Easttown, Baxter. We are Wealthy to the south, Fulton to the north, then Fuller to the east, and Union to the west. So it's a small but mighty neighborhood. And the East Hills Council of Neighbors was also started by just a small and passionate group of concerned neighbors back in the late 1970s. So we're one of the oldest and boldest neighborhood organizations in the city.
I love it. Oldest and boldest. How did you come to be Jess Young, executive director? How did that all happen?
Yeah. So I have... I do have a background in community organizing and nonprofits. So I've worked throughout West Michigan in nonprofits for about 10 years, including at the Literacy Center of West Michigan and also at Heart of West Michigan United Way. Love them both. And in 2017, my partner and I bought a historic home in Fairmount Square, which is one of the six sub neighborhoods of East Hills. Because our house is from the 1888, so 1800s, wow. We sort of see ourselves as more as caretakers of this property than as owners, and we want it to become better and better under our care, and we've kind of obsessed over that, especially during the pandemic when we were locked down in that house, and we just took a lot of time to make sure that we were doing the best that we could for that house. And so after we came out of that lockdown period and sort of started being around the neighborhood more, I thought about the neighborhood in the same way. So that we want to take this neighborhood that has been really improved greatly over the past few decades, and a lot of people who have put a lot of work into making sure it's a safe and fun and beautiful place. And I want it to be that way under my watch too.
I'm really glad you talked about, reconnecting with neighbors, because I think, and you were probably there too, a lot of people wondered during COVID and post-COVID, are we going to ever be able to reconnect? Are we ever going to be able to hang out with friends and neighbors and do things like have block parties and go to parades and things like that? And fortunately now here we are in, the latter part of 2023, and life does seem to be getting back to normal. But, there seemed to be, decades ago, when our parents were growing up and their parents before them, a lot more camaraderie, a lot more friendship, a lot more unity in neighbors. But I think some of that's coming back, especially with neighborhood groups like East Hill Council of Neighbors. Can you talk about that in terms of connectivity and cohesiveness?
Yeah, we are really lucky in East Hills to have very active neighbors and people who take a lot of care to look out for each other and to make sure that their homes are, both beautiful and also that their space is welcoming. And I think in COVID, we did kind of connect with our neighbors even more in a interesting way. So I know, like, I started a big garden, the things that we sort of all maybe did trying to do things more at home. And I would be outside and I would just see my neighbors more because they were out in their backyards more and things like that. So we weren't outside of that space as much. We were trying to create that really comfortable space where we all could live. And so we saw each other in that way. And then when I started this job last June, we were just starting to get back into the neighborhood-wide events. And I could tell people were really hungry for them. So it's sort of this interesting... it's a way of venturing out, but you're still sort of venturing out in that space. Everybody, you know, walks to these events. They're all around. They're around the neighborhood, but they're still really close to home. And so you make those connections with those people who live around you. And that's so special. Whenever somebody new comes in, you know, we're like, oh, what, you know, whereabouts do you live? And every time it's like, oh, you're my neighbor. But of course you're my neighbor. We're all neighbors. Yeah. Even in, you know, even in the sub neighborhoods, we do have, you know, even like you said, block parties. So there are some events that are specific to even the street that you're on. There are some events that are specific to the sub neighborhood that you're in, and things like our summer concert series, which are neighborhood wide. And we also invite people from surrounding neighborhoods to come in too. So there's a lot of meeting the people who live and work and play around you.
You know, there's a used to be a day, Jess Young, when you could walk to within everything you needed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great thing about walkable communities and neighborhoods. And, you know, I love, if you don't mind, I want to read your mission statement on the radio because it's so cool. East Hills has always reached beyond the status quo to address the needs of our community with a collaboration of, like you said, passionate neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
We've worked to build and maintain a beautiful, diverse, friendly, and safe place to live, work, and play. And that really describes, I think, what every neighborhood strives to be. But it is all about having a place where you can not only live, but you can perhaps work there. You can recreate there. You can walk to a coffee shop or a place to, you know, support a locally owned merchant, which is always a really cool thing. And that is something I think people are realizing has incredible value in society today.
Mm-hmm. I joke that I don't really use my car. It just sits in the driveway. And my partner says, maybe you should turn it on every month or so to make sure, you know, it's still running. But I do really walk everywhere. I love to ride my bike too. And East Hills is one of those super walkable neighborhoods. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to live there and still love it. We have tons of great restaurants, lots of restaurants. And we also have great retail shops along Cherry Street and Wealthy Street and Fulton Street. And we also have the farmers market, which we share a border with Midtown. So it goes back into the Midtown neighborhood, but it's right there on the border on Fulton Street. So I know that I and a lot of my neighbors love to use that for our shopping. There are just so many benefits to living in East Hills. And it's true. I do not have to use my car, which I love.
It's interesting. I heard you say you've got a home. It was built in the 1880s.
1888, yes.
What's the best thing about owning a home like that? I mean, a really character-rich, really beautifully historical home. What's the best thing about having a home like that?
So I am sort of a nerd. And the first thing that I did was go to the library and look up everything that I could find.
Of course you did.
About
that's awesome.
My house and
that's
my
awesome.
Neighborhood. Yeah. And so I just love the history so much. And it feels like everything that we do in that home, you know, I think about how much this house has seen and even just the wood that it's built out of, you know, that sort of ancient Michigan wood, you know, came from the 1800s, you know, in these old growth forests, like even the life that those trees saw, I love to think about and how they're now created the home that I love to live in.
The other thing about it is those homes, it literally could withstand the bombing because they poured plaster walls and just really solid, well-built places, like you said, with timber and lumber that you'd be hard to find today.
Yeah.
Jess Young is with us. She's executive director of the East Hill Council of Neighbors. You can learn more. We want to make sure we give their website a plug. There's a lot of information there, especially if you're thinking about, hey, I'd like to live in this great area someday. easthillscouncil.org, easthillscouncil.org. You do events and you do summer programming. You have a summer concert series that is going to wrap up on, it goes all the way until September 21st. Mm-hmm. How do you decide what kinds of events to do?
Yeah, so we have one of our volunteer committees is an events committee. And so they get together throughout the year and decide on the programming that we're going to do each year. And they're really involved and great and creative and passionate people. And so the Summer Concert Series is something that has been ongoing year after year, which is really great. We also have a year-round calendar of events and things that are put on by our events committee. And then we have such an active neighborhood that we also partner with other neighborhood organizations and businesses and blocks and streets and people who are doing, you know, want to plan an event for their own area or their own business. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of street fairs and shopping events and things like that too. But we have, if anybody who lives in East Hills is interested in planning events or becoming more involved with those events, that committee is always recruiting.
I think before we run out of time, I just want to give a shout out to anybody who lives within the East Hills Council of Neighbors. If they are listening to us and go, hey, I'd like to get involved. Jess Young, what's the best way for them to get involved? Maybe they want to volunteer. They want to help out. They want to serve someday. What do you want to say to them?
Yes, I love that. There is so much strength in numbers. That's one of the reasons neighborhood associations like this and this Council of Neighbors, it's one of the reasons we exist, because together we can do a lot more than we could have done individually. And that is fun things like our events. And it's also more serious things like making sure our neighborhood is safe and working with the city, making sure that our neighborhood is welcoming and diverse, mm-hmm. things like that. So we do a lot of that work too, and we have other committees that do that. So I can say, you know, from experience, right now is a really inspiring and rewarding time to get involved. So if people who are listening live in East Hills, please contact me if you want to help or you want to learn more. My email is Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, at easthillscouncil.org. Like many charity and community organizations, the pandemic did hit neighborhood associations really hard. We are still in the middle of, you know, regrouping some of those committees, and that is why it's a really rewarding time to get involved. I also want to say, if you do not live in East Hills, I think you probably do have a similar organization, and I work with those organization leaders too. So I work with neighborhood association leaders from all over the city. So if you want to email me at that jessica@easthillscouncil.org email address and you want me to help you get connected with your neighborhood association, I'm sure they'd love to have you.
That's a wonderful idea and a wonderful invite right there from Jessica Young, Executive Director of the East Hill Council of Neighbors. You can learn more again at easthillscouncil.org, easthillscouncil.org. Jess, thanks so much for being here with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for letting me be the first stop on your tour of neighborhoods.
And we will have many more to come. And you were a fantastic first stop. She's been our guest in this segment of WYCE's Community Connection. That's our program for this week. Thanks for listening.